is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, two top WHL players have cracked NHL opening night rosters at just 18 and 19 years old. More on Cole Sillinger and Seth Jarvis in moments. Edmonton Oil Kings towering goaltender Sebastian Kosa is out to a hot start. He's the WHL goaltender of the week and may be donning Canadian colors this Christmas for Canada's World Junior team. Kosa will be our guest. And the Victoria Royals have found a gem with forward Braden Sherman. He's red hot. And the WHL player of the week. He'll close out the show. First up, Medicine Hat Tigers forward Cole Sillinger has opened up his season with the NHL's Columbus Blue Jackets. The first-round NHL pick made his debut Thursday night, and it didn't take long for Sillinger to get involved.
Sillinger racing off ice. Cole Sillinger. Domi scores! Max Domi with a shot. The night earlier, he gets in here, and Sillinger's got his first point in the National Hockey League.
Sillinger talked about the play post-game.
And the whole way down, I heard Domes say, "Silly, behind you. So I just kind of tried to take body position and tap the puck behind my legs. And, I mean, he was right there, and he's going to score that shot. It was a great shot.
As for his NHL debut,
everything I expected, but even more. I mean, the guys were very great, very supportive of me, just giving me a tap on the butt and saying, just go out there and enjoy it, because in their first games, they said that they really remember the game, and it does happen like a blur, so I'm going to just try to take it all in tonight.
And another WHLer set to open up on an NHL roster.
Picked up by Jarvis, looking to go to the net. He toe drags his way to the goal, and he snipes.
Wow.
And just like that, Portland's now up by a pair as Jarvis gets his 26th of the season and second of the game.
Yes, Seth Jarvis of the Portland Winterhawks has cracked the season-opening roster with the Carolina Hurricanes. Looks like he might be making the full-time jump to the NHL this season. He says he's trying to learn right now from the best.
I think just sitting back and watching what they do and then try to put into my game, obviously they're here for a reason, so anything I can take from those older guys or like Aho, Svech, Marty, and put into my game, it's only going to help my chances. So just watching what they do, try to implement it and then put into my game.
The 19-year-old out of Winnipeg was the 11th overall pick by the Winterhawks back in the 2017 WHL Bantam Draft. He was selected by the Hurricanes 13th overall in the 2020 NHL Draft.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Western Hockey League is proud to announce that 133 WHL alumni have been named to National Hockey League opening night rosters to start this 2021-22 NHL season. All 32 NHL club opening night rosters feature at least one WHL graduate, with the Vegas Golden Knights with the most at 10. Calgary Flames feature 8, along with the Edmonton Oil Kings and Vancouver Canucks. Providing the most WHL alumni to the NHL this season, the Kelowna Rockets, who boast 16 former players on NHL rosters. Four other WHL clubs feature double digits, including the Portland Winterhawks with 13, the Calgary Hitmen with 11, Red Deer Rebels, and the Vancouver Giants with 10 apiece. A significant trade this week in the WHL, Edmonton Oil Kings acquiring Nashville Predators prospect Luke Prokop from the Calgary Hitmen. In exchange, Hitmen received defenseman Keegan Slaney and Blake Heward, along with a second-round selection in the 2022 WHL Prospects Draft and a conditional fourth-round pick in the 2024 WHL Prospects Draft. Prokop's a 19-year-old D-man. He has appeared in 3 games with the Hitmen this season, recording 2 points. He's an Edmonton product, so he comes home after spending parts of 5 seasons with the Hitmen. He was also a third-round selection by the Nashville Predators in the 2020 NHL Draft and has signed a 3-year entry-level contract with the Preds back in December of last year.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Edmonton Oil Kings goaltender Sebastian Kosa has picked up where he left off. The NHL first-round pick of the Detroit Red Wings, 15th overall, is the WHL's goaltender of the week, and he sat down with voice of the Oil Kings, Andrew Peard.
Join now by Edmonton Oil Kings goaltender Sebastian Kosa and the reigning WHL goaltender of the week. Fourth time winning the award. Just what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, it was a good week for us. It was a long road trip and got 5 out of 6 points there. So that's kind of the goal out of the road trip and some good play along with it.
You look at it, five out of six points on the road. You guys back on the road, really for the first time in terms of staying in hotels and traveling from city to city. Just how was that experience again, being back on the road with the team?
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, that's kind of where you bond with your teammates on the road, in the bus and the hotels. I mean, so it was definitely nice playing on the road, and even just playing in away buildings with fans there. You know, kind of getting cheered against. You know, that's something that we haven't had for a while. So that was a pretty cool experience as well.
Five games for the Oil Kings this year. You started all five of them. I think coming into this year, you knew it was going to be a heavy workload. How much did the heavy workload, though, from the pandemic shorten year sort of help you get ready for this year?
Yeah. Obviously, we played played a lot of back-to-back games last year, so kind of just getting used to that. And, you know, obviously, yeah, knowing that I was going to have a big workload coming into the year, so obviously I've just been keeping my body prepared for that. And I think, yeah, just especially those back-to-back games are kind of the biggest ones, and those are the hardest on your body. So I think just really focusing on that and what you can do to help yourself there.
Coming into this year, expectations high for yourself, but high for this team. Obviously still waiting for Jake Nabors to come back, but you know, how have you felt the team's handled those high expectations through the early going?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think some guys are taking it. I mean, the high expectations can lead you down a couple different paths. Obviously, yeah, there's some high expectations on you, so you got to perform well. But at the end of the day, you know, the team just needs to win. So some individuals that aren't having as much success right now, you know, just got to keep their heads down and keep working, and their success will come along. But I think at the end of the day, the team success is the most important thing, and that's the goal of the team.
And for yourself, just coming into this year now as a first-round pick of the Detroit Red Wings, just what does that do for a goaltender psyche?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think just the consistency for my game. I just need to come back, and you know, when I'm playing my game, I'll stop pucks. So that's all I really need to do. The draft is happened, and it's gone now, so it doesn't really matter where I was picked there. You know, even though I think some teams are coming into this building and, you know, maybe just trying to get in my way a little bit more, trying to, you know, create a little bit more chaos around the net. You know, they're just trying to get me off my game a bit. But, I mean, at the end of the day, just got to stay consistent. And, you know, when I'm watching the puck, dropping the puck well, you know, I'm making a lot of saves.
And for yourself, went to Team Canada's World Junior Camp in the summer. That's obviously something that's going to be on your radar. How do you just sort of mentalize everything heading into to this year with that obviously looming over you?
Yeah, definitely. It's a big goal for me this year. But I think right now it's, you know, I'm with the Oil Kings, and the goal right now is to win as many games with the Oil Kings. So just taking it kind of day by day and you know, exactly one day at a time. And, you know, where I am, I'll be focusing on that.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
He has been a big bright spot with the Victoria Royals. Get to know the name Braden Sherman. In fact, heading into the weekend, he was tied for the WHL's league lead in goals with 6. And after a 5-goal weekend against Kelowna, Sherman was named the WHL Player of the Week. The Abbotsford native is stepping up to be one of the top players in his age group after being a 4th-round selection in the 2019 WHL Bantam Draft. I caught up with the Royals forward.
Is anyone hotter in the WHL right now than Braden Sherman? 5 goals, including all 5 on the weekend against the Kelowna Rockets, the WHL Player of the Week. Braden, you're getting it done right now. You must be really feeling it the way you're playing right now with the Royals.
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy with the way I'm playing. Happy with the way the group played, honestly. And, yeah, goals come at times, and they're coming right now, I guess.
Yeah, you had 5 last year in the developmental season, right? So you've already hit that total. So obviously, whatever's been happening for you, you've really progressed your game the last couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. Working out in the summers and being on the ice in the summer, I think that helped my game a lot, working on that scoring touch. So I think that's hopefully something I can continue to do this year.
Yeah, so that developmental season, it seemed to be a bit of your coming out party at 16. You were put in good situations to produce and be a top offensive guy. What did that season mean to you to have that done last year?
That was huge, to play with other good players and Brandon Cutler, Braden Tracy, Taryn Fizer, obviously playing with some of those guys and just learning the ways of the league and how to be successful.
You know, the 2004 born age group is a really talented one in the WHL. You fell back a little bit further in the draft, but you have to be happy with the way that, you know, you're stepping forward in that age group right now. A WHL Player of the Week, you could be a top performer as a 17-year-old this season. So how do you see sort of your rise and your progress now in the Western League?
Yeah, obviously the Bantam draft is a ways away, and it's not the end-all be-all. There's a lot of guys that come out of not being drafted and coming up and having success in this league. So I think it's just you put the work in and you're going to get results.
What's your typical game? If you're playing your best, Braden, what are you doing exactly on the ice, would you say?
I think a good 200-foot game, I think, yeah, if that's putting the pucks in the net, and that's also helping in the D-zone being reliable. I like to play in all situations, so yeah.
What kind of group do you have in Victoria with the Royals this season, do you think, Braden?
I think we have a really good group, a real tight group, a real hungry group. I think we want to win, and we want to do good this year.
When you look around, what's out there amongst your conference or your division here, there's a lot of good teams, it seems, this year here. So how do you see yourself sort of fitting in the mix here with the Victoria Royals this season?
We'd like to compete with all the good teams in our division. We want to be right up there. So whatever we can do to achieve that, that's what we're going to do.
Okay, Brighton, congratulations on being the WHL Player of the Week. 5 goals against the Kelowna Rockets. You're tied for second as we speak in the WHL in goals. Appreciate this and keep it going.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say a big thanks out to Andrew in Edmonton for his help this week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.